This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. Mm. On the show today, we are talking about the Olympics and the Paralympics.
Right. So we are asking the question, right? Would you want to attend the Olympics or Paralympics virtually? Why or why not? Poll happening, Twitter, Instagram. Look at the Twitter poll at the moment. Yes, I would at 24.4%. That's great. Malaysians, 43%. Yes, if it's free. Right. No, it's not the same at 15.1%. And no, not interested at 18.3%.
Over on Instagram, we have 78% who say yes, they want to attend the Olympics and the Paralympics virtually. 22% say no.
Mm. Yeah, there, we got a couple of comments, but we'll save that for later.
Because
they're really good ones.
Yeah. So like we mentioned just before the break, we've been covering GKP 4.0 for a bit now. I think it was just last week where we put out another call to action for those micro SMEs and SMEs that haven't applied for the assistance just yet, that you can do so between July 15th to July 31st. And, you know, so just last week, again, Finance Minister Dato' Sri Tengku Zafrul Tengku Abdul Aziz called on micro SMEs who haven't received any financial assistance from the government to register for the aid. Of course, GKP is called Prihatin Special Grant 4.0, and you can do so on the GKP website.
So we spoke about last year EBB, but just to, you know, refresh your memory, one is a recent grant fund released by government on the 15th of July to help local micro, small, medium enterprises that's worth one of 1,000 ringgit.
Yeah.
So that's the amount you're going to get. There's some criteria to meet to be successfully approved by the government body, for this round, maximum funds approved is 1,000 ringgit. Payment will receive 50% in September 21st and 50% in November 21st. Zafrul said 1 million ringgit has been allocated for GKP 4.0 and that nearly 1 million micro SMEs have benefited from GK payouts that amounted to 6.1 billion since the COVID-19 pandemic began last year.
Yeah. Now, for those of you who are involved with micro SMEs and haven't applied for the assistance, you know, for whatever reason, we thought we'd have someone walk you through the process to help you better understand how to do so and also to improve your chances of receiving this aid. Now, we have on the line with us now Steve New, whose company, New Solutions, have offered their services for free to help micro SMEs register for GKP 4.0. Steve, thanks for coming on and talking to us about this. Now, just to kick things off, why has the take-up for GKP 4.0 been lackluster? I mean, that's what we're hearing.
Right.
Is it the awareness, a lack of awareness? Is it the perceived red tape? What's going on here?
As compared to the previous GKPs, there might be a slower uptake this round for two reasons. Reason number one, many micro SMEs in Malaysia are fairly new. In fact, during June last year, it was reported that the number of new businesses registered far exceeds the total number of business closure applications. Because of this, these young business owners may not have the experience nor the guidance when it comes to applying for this type of government incentive. As usually, this type of government incentive will require details from EPF, Perkeso, or LHDN. Reason number two, many of the businesses may have applied previously. As this is the fourth GKP, many might have successfully applied in the past.
Right.
However, for those GKP 3.0 applicants who have been rejected due to inaccurate information submission or missed deadlines, they can actually try to reapply for GKP 4.0. To check if you're eligible, just head to the GKP website and key in your 12-digit IC to check your application status. And then, on the spot, they will let you know whether you are qualified for this GKP 4.0 or not.
Right.
The deadline this round is very tight. Hence, we are definitely seeing how we can try to help as many businesses as possible to apply for it before 31st July.
All right. So what's the eligibility for this grant? Will Makcik Kia and your uncle at the hawker stall be eligible for it? What kind of documents will you need to sign up?
Yes. All your makciks and pakciks are welcome to apply as long as they own a registered business under SSM, which fits the criteria of a micro SMEs. This means that you must have an annual sales of less than 300,000 and or a business which has less than 5 employees. To apply for this grant, prepare a few documents beforehand to fill up the information, such as your company incorporation cert from SSM, director's IC, bank account details. Apart from this basic information, it's also important to review your own financial statements such as your profit and loss statements and your balance sheet for the latest financial year. This is just to ensure that you key in correct sales figure in your application. And this is also where a lot of small businesses might have an issue because they don't practice consistent bookkeepings. Hence, they may not have an accurate financial statement. So when it comes to crucial times like this, they are not prepared to take up the opportunity due to such backlog statements.
Right. So they don't have the relevant information on their side. Now, you've worked with micro SMEs that have successfully applied and received funds from this grant. Is there a way to ensure your application is successful?
Unfortunately, there's no way to ensure 100% success rate because the final decision depends on the review officers as well. Furthermore, the authority didn't mention anything in regards whether is there a quota for this GKP 4.0. That being said, it's still important to get the basics right. Make sure the information you fill up is up to date and accurate. If you're having trouble, always consult a professional or experienced applicant to review your applications. Previously, we have successfully helped micro SMEs to apply for this grant as well. The process is pretty straightforward. We will collect relevant information, then help to fill up the application, and then assist to follow up on the status, whether is it approved or not. This time around, we aim to help 100 local micro SME to apply for this grant before 31st July. So for those who is interested, just head over to our Instagram page, New Solutions PLT, and drop us a message, and our team will reach out to you within 24 hours.
Right. Now, Steve, this grant is only 1,000 ringgit, with payments deferred for later this year, September and November. In your opinion, is this enough? I mean, like, you know, will it make an impact on these small businesses?
Well, I mean, if compared to last round in GKP 1, where they gave out 3,000, this GKP 4.0 grant is definitely 3 times lesser. So in my personal opinion, this is not very ideal. While it's true that the government have provided 3 rounds of GKP grants in the past, and many businesses have been benefited from it. But the truth is that our situation now is not getting any better as compared to then. Right. And a lot of these micro SMEs still need a lot of financial aid. Furthermore, for these successful applicants for GKP 4.0, they will only receive their funds in later months of the year. So I personally find that this may not be a fair amount for the new applicants this round, as they are getting way lesser and way later. However, the GKP 4.0 is still very important and timely. Everyone is in a tight spot right now, and I believe every little bit helps. However, businesses can use this extra cash to cover maybe some of their minor expenses, such as daily wages to their staff, or even just digital marketing efforts as they pivot online.
Right. So your advice for business owners who have yet to apply or failed in the initial attempt at GKP 4.0, any tips to help them successfully apply for the grant?
There are some common mistakes which our team observed during the last round of applications. So avoiding them would definitely help the process. So 2 tips to remember. Tip number 1. When you are filling in all the details, especially on the bank details, do remember that you need to provide a personal bank account instead of business bank account. The name of bank account holder must be one of the registered names listed in the company SSM registration. For example, if Mr. A applies for the grant, he should provide his personal bank account. At the same time, Mr. A must be also one of the shareholders of the registered business. Tip number 2. Be clear and transparent about your numbers. As mentioned previously, an accurate financial statement will allow you to apply for a lot of government grants. So when applying for the grant, do ensure that figures are accurate and up to date. If you have provided an inaccurate or vague figures, this may cause future complications when it comes to taxations. Also, while it's not required to upload your statements, do keep them with you in case you need to reappeal for it later on. Lastly, when in doubt, do look for an experienced applicant or professional to help with your applications. We understand that many micro businesses have took a bad hit. As a local company, we, New Solutions, also wants to adopt the Kita Jaga Kita spirit and help as many people as we can. As mentioned, we are looking to help 100 local micro SME to apply for this GKP 4.0, and the entire process is free of charge. So do reach out to us if you need any help, and we will do our best to assist you.
Right. Thank you for that, Steve. That was Steve New, founder of New Solutions. Their company they have offered their service, like Steve just mentioned, they've offered their services for free to help micro SMEs register for GKP 4.0. So once again, applications for GKP 4.0 close on July 31st, and they can be made on GKP's website, and that's gkp.hasil.gov.my.
Right. And I guess we need assistance, right, from New Solutions. It's spelled N-G-E-U.
Yes.
Okay, because everybody's going to start searching for new. And it's pronounced new, N-G-E-U Solutions.
Right. In the spirit of Kita Jaga Kita, right?
Yeah.
Good on Steve and gang. On the show today, we are talking about the Olympics and the Paralympics that kick off tonight. Would you want to attend the games virtually? Why or why not? We're going to get into all the sports talk after this. But participate in our poll. Tell us if you'd like to attend it virtually. You can get us on Twitter and on Instagram at
BFM Radio.
Also on WhatsApp.
018-789-8899.
We'll be back in just a few minutes after Thin Lizzy with The Boys Are Back in Town. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.